Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And this show is about healing, healing, and healing. So we're going to be doing a lot of work tonight with your invisible energetic bodies that make up the physical matrix that you live in. So stay tuned. We'll be doing some of these body healings on everyone. They're sample healings. You can actually feel the energy working with you from the Creation Light Ship and how these healings will actually change your life instantly. So I'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, and hello everyone, and welcome. And it's wonderful to be with you tonight, and we hope you'll interact with us on the fast chat so that you can ask any questions that you have for Ron about the Creation Light Ship. And you can also type in any requests if there's one of the healings from the list of services that you'd like to sample, or a divine energy such as Jesus or Buddha that you'd like to experience. So if you're not familiar with how to get on the fast chat, it's really easy. Just click on Creation Light Ship on the BBS schedule, and then that'll take you to our page. Scroll down a little ways, and you'll see a link that says BBS Fast Chat. And then you just click on that, and that brings up a window for you to type in your questions. And once you're on that page, also what you want to do is you just want to scroll down a little bit further than that link for the fast chat, and you'll see a picture of a beautiful light being. That's a light being from the light ship. She was actually drawn in real time by an artist who went to the light ship for a healing. And we'd like to start the program with bringing in, you know, that divine energy for everyone to experience, and so I will turn it back over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so here we go. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. You can either go on one of the four shows. They're all the same location here. So you can go on the Monday show, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, and click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and here we go. This will be a night of healing for everybody. So bring the light beam up now, and you're going to actually watch your change. A lot of people are just amazed at how this can actually happen as the light beam becomes, activated and bringing in this beautiful love energy. Remember, this is all heart-based energy. It's not mind energy. And you're going to feel the connection in your heart center. So watch the light beam now, and she will become activated within probably 15 to 30 seconds here. And most people comment that the eyes become much brighter. If you move from side to side, you're actually going to connect through the eyes to her, and you actually see the eyes almost even tracking you as she is a living entity in this photograph here. You're going to see the picture for almost everybody. They'll see it actually float and move on the monitor screen. And you're going to see the colored rays that's around here become more vibrant. So maybe you might want to blink your eyes every maybe 15 seconds or so just to change the image so you're not staring at it. And she's coming through right now. Looks very, very beautiful on my monitor here. Okay, so let's start with some healings here for everybody. And what we're going to bring in first is the 12 source energies that created the universe of light, which is what we live in. And we'll bring those in through the light ship insignia. So if you want to bring that up, just scroll down a little bit further on your scroll bar. And as soon as they come in, you're going to notice you're going to be strictly in the moment on this program. So I'll just bring them in one at a time here. And I'll let them sit with you for probably about 15 seconds apiece. And I'll put some music on in the process here. So here we go. So first, divine source energy. Coming in, this is number one. And number two is coming in. And this is the energy that you're made up of. You have each one of these 12 source energies with you, with your spirit energy. Number three is coming in. And number four. And number five.
Kevin?
And number eight. Number nine. Number 10. Number 11. And number 12. Just sit back and relax. You should feel like you're definitely in the moment right now. And we'll give you this time for the music to play out so you can enjoy being in peace and harmony with yourself. We'll see if we have any questions here on the fast chat, and then we'll go on to some healing. So anything, any questions for healing or anything like that on the fast chat, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, we don't have any healing requests in yet, so if anyone would like to type those in, that would be great. We do have a question about ascension and how that works.
Allie, that's good.
Yeah, you might like to talk about that a little bit.
Well, two things happen during the ascension time as far as our bodies are concerned. We have our body and our spirit, and then we also have mind energy. So we have three energies. During ascension time, there's no more mind. That's the darkness. So it's kind of interesting as I look at the different expos, body, mind, spirit. So all of a sudden, why do they have mind involved with divinity here? Because it's not the same. It's you have the mind of your spirit, we'll say, heart energy, which is a whole different energy than your mind mental. So really, it should just be strictly spirit and body. So your body, naturally, at ascension time, has to be free of all the densities that it has accumulated, which is all of your ancestors' judgment. This is what Jesus was doing during his lifetime, was trying to convince people, talking with them, doing his healing, showing them that they must release their genetic cellular memory in order to have the ascension time occur. And I can see how frustrated he probably was during that time, because naturally people were not involved or even interested in that process because of the mind energy like we have today. And now it's even worse. So the next thing is your spirit. So when ascension time comes, your body, and well, the whole universe is dematerialized instantly. So nothing is in existence. So if you have to, you know, don't worry about your children, your dog, you know, your parents, anything else, because nothing will be here. There's no trauma. In a, you know, blink of an eye, everything is turned off. And this is going to be done by the creation light ship. So at that point, where does your body go? Well, at that point, it's a blueprint. It's just strictly not a non-energized blueprint because your spirit leaves your body. And that blueprint now is being stored on the light ship. And how contaminated is it according to your judgments down here? So if you cleaned out your body, which is what Jesus was talking about, remember, that's your sins in the Bible. So your sins are all the problems of your ancestors, which you're living, okay? So if you clean your body of sins, then at that point in time, you can do the ascension. It means your body will have everlasting life. This is what Jesus was talking about. So all of a sudden, your spirit now is free of your body, and it also gets its deprogramming, just like everything else happens, but it's no longer on the earth plane. So it gets cleaned out because it goes to the home base energy, and all the darkness then falls apart from your spirit. Remember, your body is still a life form. Your body is a dense, low-frequency energy as compared to your spirit. So your spirit's cleaned out, and then all of a sudden, what we call the universal shift, the universe is turned on. And at that point in time, your spirit then, which was in your body, now says, well, can I go back to my last body that I was in to do the ascension for that body? Remember, you're not on the earth plane any longer because the earth may not even exist. And many planets and many things of the light don't exist either because the spirit that energized that life form that it was in, we'll just call it planets or stars, they, if they wanted to move on, then they can't be recreated over again. So your spirit now comes to your spiritual blueprint of your body. And it tries to go into it, and if it can't join completely with it, then the body can never be re-energized again. It's just strictly a blueprint. But if for some reason you happen to work on yourself enough and got rid of your genetic cellular memory of judgment, then your body can come into it. And it's just like the way it is here. You know, most people listening to this radio program, if you've been on it for quite a while, you're going to find that you're probably much more in your body. But typically, a first-time listener is going to be probably about 20% in their body and then have 80% entities along with all the densities. So your spirit cannot and will not come into densities. It's love energy. Your spirit does not want to come into an energy of judgment because it doesn't live there. So at that point, your blueprint is not materialized again, and your body does not go to the ascension process. Your spirit has already left here. So now it's free to go wherever it chooses to. And that's the ascension process. So two things happen. Your spirit leaves, goes on to its next incarnation of its choosing. Remember, we're in a prison planet here every 2,000 years. So the dark side has kept us here. And some people have been here much longer than 2,000 years because somehow the dark side has fooled you and you've actually went into parallel universes during the ascension time every 2,000 years. This is probably why you wonder, how come I'm here so long? Well, it's because you got fooled by the dark side. They mimicked the light, cloned artificial planets, artificial intelligent planets, artificial intelligent bodies like your own, and you went into those at the time of ascension. The dark side knows all about this. They're very cagey and very, very astute in how to manipulate the light energy and also to clone it. So this is the ascension process. So two things happen. Either your body can be energized after the ascension with your spirit or it cannot. And like I say to everybody, how much do you love your body? Your body would love to do the ascension process, but you know, have you done the work to prepare it? And that you have to do down here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so great. That was a wonderful explanation of what happens. So we have several requests for healings. We had a question about entity release, and you talked about that a minute ago, so maybe we could start with that.
Well, everybody should have a lot of them cleared out now because we have this 12 source energies come in, so I don't perceive any of the entities around people, but I will do the clearing here just in case.
Okay, great.
So entity releasing, no, there's hardly anything here with anybody. It doesn't even kick in. So you are cleared of entities right now, the ones that may be around the surface. And I do special clearings to get people released from entities. But right now, you're out in the moment. And if you notice, this show's been on for basically about 15 minutes. Does it feel like 15 minutes to you? Probably not.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's because you're in the moment. Remember, there's two things. There's time and out of time. There's spirit and there's mind. And when you have time, you have mind. That's the dark side energy. When you're in spirit, there's no time. This is why we're at 15 minutes now of this program.
So that actually brings up a very interesting thing, and that is that when that divine energy is present and people are in the moment, the entities don't stay present, they leave you?
They can, because you're working with your spirit energy. I won't say that they leave you completely, but when you're in the moment, you're in more control of who you are, and you're not listening to them, and they're not working through you. Okay? Let's just give two scenarios here, okay? The first person who is a painter, we'll say, who likes to do painting on a canvas, this person goes, boy, today I'm going to do my wonderful paintings. So I'm going to ask God, we'll say, from the God plane energies, to come in and help me do my paintings. So this is their affirmation. So everything out there, any spirit that wants to paint through the body of that person, will come in the name of God or Jesus or whatever else you call upon. And you may get somebody who can paint very well. Remember, these are entities, emotional bodies of people who passed on. So you're actually calling the dead to you, okay? These dead energies, and they need your life force. So you invoke this energy to yourself by commanding it to you, by asking for it. And maybe you have a person who comes in who just loves to paint. And this entity paints, does a wonderful job, but you never told them to leave you. So at that point in time, it just wants to hang around, and then maybe it has addictions. Maybe it likes to, go out and smoke cigars, and it's a male, and you're a female, and you wonder why you go into the store and you're buying cigars one day. That's because it's controlling you, okay? Or maybe it likes to drink. Maybe it likes to do jogging, so all of a sudden now you're jogging, running 3 miles a day, not knowing how and why, but it's controlling your life. So that's one aspect of invoking an energy to you. And you're still having fun doing it, but you're not in the moment, but you are having fun. The next person goes, well, I'm going to connect to my spirit. So you go inside and you ask to connect to your spirit and your heart center to help you with your divine flow of energy. And all of a sudden you start painting because you're doing what your spirit would like to do at that particular time. So you're actually connected to the love energy, the divine energy, doing your artwork. And naturally when you get done, the energy off your artwork will have a lot of energy with it from the divine. And it would probably sell very, very well because it's now connected to the divine energy. Where the other person who invoked an entity to do the painting, it'll just look like a dull, lifeless product because entities have no life, so you're actually putting no life into your painting. But it does work, and it does paint. So this is kind of the difference. So this is why you always want to be, in the moment through your creations to get the ideas from your spirit, and your spirit will pick out and bring forth your DNA that deals with painting. So you have the talents already with you. I do another session with people on healings if you want a little more horsepower, we'll say, and this more horsepower will give you extra DNA activations in you, which will bring out more talents. So I do that. It's called spirit infusion. And that is where we go in, and I go back for each week that you're being created from zero to the time you are fully born. And your spirit then works with you, and you write down on a piece of paper what your talents you'd like to have enhanced, and also physical attributes. So your spirit, through each week of your life, when you're being created, being formed, can actually bring forth more DNA to help you out. Because remember, your spirit doesn't know what particular talents you're going to be doing. It has an idea of what you can bring forth by looking at your parents' energies and what they're doing, but it doesn't know exactly how and what you're going to really like to do in your lifetime. And so if you do find something that you love to do, but you say, man, I don't have enough horsepower here. I wish I had more energy. I need a little more, maybe another like 5 or 10% edge on what I'm doing because I just seem to fall short. Well, then the spirit infusion will help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, we have a question just to clarify what the difference is between the ascension and the dying process as the experience.
Well, there's no dying process at the ascension. Everything is dead. Everything is turned off. Nothing exists. You have to look at it as it's a frequency, okay? So let's just look at it and use the analogy of your power company feeding power electricity to your house. So what happens when that power gets shut down and turned off? Everything goes out. This is the way the light ship works. Everything is turned off, and it does not put out the energy to all of its creation, so everything no longer is in existence. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia, or do you think that helped the person?
Yeah,
there's no dying process.
So then is it just sort of like lights off, lights right back on?
As the universe starts up, yes, it would be that way. But,
so it could happen in just a blink of an eye? And
yes, but
so
nobody
fast.
can really look at the past because the light only works in the now. So in one moment in the now, you're here. Next moment in the now, you're not here. And then depending on how much work the light ship is doing to try to find the people that have went through, dark side practitioners, got attached by the dark side, the mind control energy, because it's trying to find itself, you know, part of its puzzle pieces too, and you're one piece of that. And then you divide it off maybe into billions of little pieces. And so if you have aligned yourself to the darkness by going to a dark side practitioner, maybe paying somebody to do a spell on someone which connected you energetically, and then you're hooked up, what you might call divine transmissions being sent to you from somewhere, somehow, then at that point in time, you are hooked up to the darkness. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within you. This is, you know, what I always drive through to people on this radio program, my conference calls normally, is never go outside of yourself. It's very dangerous. But the mind, which is controlled by the dark side, your mass consciousness here, is what they want you to do. And this is the problem with society itself, humanity, is that people are not connected to their heart, and they operate out of the mental aspect. And the mental aspect is all mind control, and you are mind controlled. So this is the process where you have to get out of that. But once the light ship does whatever it has to do to try to find all of its creations, if it can possibly do that, going into dark universes, dark dimensions, etc., at some point it has to stop. It can't go on forever. And when it decides to stop, then it will stop. Everything is turned back on again. And hopefully your spirit will be fully intact so that it can go off and do other creations. And I don't talk about this too much, but this is what actually happens. So some people get afraid because they go, gee, you know, I did pay a person, you know, $50 to have a spell put on them. Well, that was your conscious choice. How what are you hooked up to? What did that practitioner do to you when you did your special divine love transmissions, on Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sitting there meditating? What was coming into you? This is your conscious choice. Did you check with your spirit first to see if it's okay to do? Most people, when they come up to me and ask me, they say, no, I never checked with my spirit. Why would I do that? Well, it knows. So if you were ignorant, then that's still, as far as the light ship, you made a mistake, you know. And there's no judgment, but you have to realize that you probably had your soul stolen, part of your parts of you. So to me, it's very, very serious. People who do these things, who get involved with the dark arts or use the mind energy to control other people, and there's hundreds of books out right now that deal with how your mind can control your reality. That's all dark energy that you're using. So don't do that. It doesn't deal with love energy because most people don't connect to their hearts. They're just talking about the mind. And, the mind is the God plane energy, collective consciousness. Remember the word God and the energies that you use, which is typically praying. And when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're also at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. So now you're wearing the T-shirt with the bullseye on it, and you're connected to the darkness because you are praying to something outside of yourself. So once you finally understand that, and you may want to listen to a few of my radio programs here, a lot of people, they don't understand it completely, and the implants go off in them. And when that happens, your eyes become glossed over because you are hearing truth. And once you hear a few of these programs, you start to get the hang of it that, gee, what's really going on here? And the sad part for most people is they start to become angry because they realize that they've been lied to through their whole lifetime with this spiritual movement, especially the New Age movement. And remember, that's all energies of the mind. This is what we're dealing with now with the New Age movement is mind energy. So, you know, one of the churches has the science of mind, Bison, the science of heart. They do spiritual mind treatment. How about spiritual heart treatments? So that's the process that we're dealing with now is mind energy, and mind energy is the darkness. It doesn't connect to your heart. And you can talk about with the mind about heart all you want, but until you actually drop into your heart and connect to your spirit, you're just strictly talking about mind energy and using the nice flowery words, but you're not dealing with heart energy at all because the heart energy never mixes with mind and the mind never mixes with heart. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have a lot of healing requests here, and our time is running short, and we're also going to the light ship in a few minutes. But we do have one more question just to wrap up this ascension subject, and it's a great question, so I'd like to bring it up, and that is basically what is the benefit of going through the ascension with the physical body? Is it a great experience? Why do we want to do that versus just going and getting a new body?
Well, I always mention, how much do you love your body? So just think of your poor body that's probably been here genetically, you know, for maybe, you know, whatever time it would be. We'll just say 20,000 years, okay? People have come in here typically around 100,000 years on back. So let's just say simplicity. Let's say you've only been here for 5,000 years with your genetics of your body. Well, would your body like to leave here? I mean, it's had a hard way of going here. Wouldn't you like to have it graduate? And this is up to you. This is just a gift that the Earth Spirit is giving you. So it's not necessary. But, you know, when you have the special clearings that I do from the light ship to aid you in this process, your life actually gets better because you're releasing the energies of judgment out of you. So whether or not you can finish that process or even not do it, that's up to you. Remember, the light ship does healings within about an hour of time to actually change your life instantly. And it's all dealing with mind energy. My list of services that I have is all mind energy, how you're being controlled by energies outside of yourself. So once you get those off of you, then you feel better. So the way I look at it is, you know, your body would love to graduate out of this place. It's been here for a long, long time, getting recycled over and over again through new thoughts, being compounded each lifetime by judgment, and it has a chance to leave and live, you know, without the pain and trauma and everything else that's with it in another dimension. So you have to get out of your mind and ask your body, would it really like to do the ascension process? It happens once every 2,000 years. Now it's a chance. So it's waited that long to do the ascension. And that's up to you to decide if you feel that your body's worth it or not. You know, the body is a beautiful thing. Every day you wake up, it keeps plugging along. And goes through hell being in here, you know. So, you know, give it a reward. This is what it would like to have, and it'll be in perfect health. And to just think how it's going to feel to do the ascension. You know, it only happens, you know, every 2,000 years, and very few people are able to do it because they don't understand, at least in the last 2,000 years, the teachings of Jesus. So they think that, you know, the whole process is kind of goofy, but I won't get into that. The show's not long enough. But, you know, the teachings are not brought forth as far as true teachings. And hopefully it'll be changing soon. But anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we do have a lot of other requests and questions, and I don't believe we have a show after us tonight, so possibly we can go a little bit longer if we run out of time.
Yeah, if we get some questions in, we'll do it for like 15 minutes, and we'll go to the light ship. So go ahead, Sylvia, bring them on.
Okay, so we had a request for a trauma clearing.
Okay, so this I'll do the fast way here, because we have a lot of questions, and we'll just get through with it here. So here we go. Go 5 days back. So for trauma clearing, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, what's the next one? This is how quick the healings work with the light ship. I can do it slower if you want to feel the energy, but I'd rather just do it quickly so we can experience a lot of healing samples tonight.
Okay, the next one was for heart and arteries.
Okay, this is a more general question, and healing, boy, that's hard to do. I can run energy, so let's just bring the light beam in, and then I'll put some music on, and you're going to have to request this yourself, okay? So here we go.
And this is also something that can be worked on when we go to the light ship, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So we'll just have the light beam come up here, and if anybody has any special questions about a special healing that relates to them only, just do that right now and request your healing. And I can do healing samples of what I do for people during sessions. So here we go. Just request your healing now. The light beam is energized. You're going to feel that heart-to-heart connection. We have a mental clearing we can do and an emotional body clearing. So we'll do that next here. So again, these are sample clearings. I'll go back 5 days, so we'll first do the emotional body. Remember, these bodies are invisible, and they get filled full of stuff. And when they overflow into our physical body, then we have disease. This is what you want to clean out if you wish to have a healing. Otherwise, your healings may not work at all because these bodies are contaminated and filled full of gunk. So this is why you're having your problems right now, because these bodies are filled full of mind energy as people are transmitting their thoughts to you. Remember, we're in the New Age movement now where thoughts control your reality. So people are placing thoughts on you to get what they want. through mind control, along with other planetary energies here, of frequencies. You can talk about maybe your cell phone and radio waves and other energies that are electronic on this planet. And then you also have the transmissions off-planet from the extraterrestrials that are controlling you, including your planetary energies and your horoscope, your natal chart. So all these are kind of against you, and this is why the Lightship is here, is to help you clean away these energies that are against your free will. So here we go, emotional clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a feeling body next. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. A mental body. And the same process, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so that should probably feel pretty good for most of you. Look upon a situation that you dealt with in the last 5 days, and it should look very distant to you. It'd be like somebody else's movie. You're going to look at it and not be in fear, in sadness, be angry or anything else. It should have like, oh, well, this happened to me and I can move on with my life now. Remember, you're here and everywhere else in the universe when you incarnate anywhere. You're there to be a creative being and not to suffer from doing a creation, okay? And everything you do each day is actually a creation. But the dark side wants you to suffer so they can live off of your emotional trauma. So the emotional traumas are released because the light doesn't want you to suffer, never created you to suffer. Only the dark side wants this from you. So people will ask me all the time, says, Ron, is there a God out there? I go, well, the God you're praying to is an extraterrestrial God. So yeah, there is a God out there doing that to you, but creation energy never does that. And it leaves you to go off on your way to do what you wish to do every 2,000 years, and then it comes back and it collects its creations, gets away the densities, the negativity, the dark side, and then you start over again. And this is a safeguard for the light. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. We also had a request for the pain body.
Okay, that's a good one. So here we go. Pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I see we, it's like Pauline would like to have a explanation of the quarantine body. So we have many bodies that make up the physical hologram, we'll call it. And these are bodies that are, in a sense, we'll call them divine bodies that make the physical body function, okay? And what happens is when the dark side connects to you, and remember this is probably mainly for practices that you have done yourself by not knowing, you know, like going to church praying to a God outside of yourself, you're connected. And at that point in time, you have corruptible bodies. And so the dark side starts to eat away at these bodies. And when you go to the Lightship for a healing, the Lightship is no way going to take in the darkness into their facility. They only take in what is light still, and they'll work with that energy of light. So if you have, say, a dozen bodies that are corrupted, they will never go on to the Lightship. I can do a healing down here, working with the Lightship energy to repair, to fix the corruptible bodies that are with you. So you just think of yourself as a puzzle piece, and you have an illness right now. And you did everything that you could possibly do to have healing. Maybe you spent a ton of money, and you went to, we'll say, the right doctors and everything else, but somehow you can't get healed. Well, that's because your energetic bodies are not with you to have a healing, so you're like a puzzle piece. If you're missing part of the puzzle, how can you possibly ever have a healing? Because those bodies all have to work in unison and together to create you. So a part of your creation energy of who you are is not with you, you're never, ever going to have a healing. And this is why I do healings on people for their corrupted bodies. And the Lightship doesn't allow them to come on because they don't want to have the dark side coming into the Lightship. So I can do that down here, and clean out and fix those bodies. So when you go to the light ship, you do have a much better chance of having a healing. So I wanted just to mention that. So this is what another thing. Remember, we're dealing with mind energy down here. Remember, we're stuck in New Age metaphysics now, where everything is dealing with mind. Your thoughts control your reality, and that's definitely true. You know, each time you think a thought that's negative, you're imprinting that into you, and what you are, in theory, is a walking judgment factory of all the thoughts of your ancestors that are not aligned with divine truth and perfection. So this is the problem that we're dealing with right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'd like to ask one more question from the fast chat before we go to the light ship. And the question is from Mike. And the question is, can we ask our own spirit to clear out entities of people we live with?
You'd have to ask their spirit to do that. Your spirit probably would not be interested in that process because it's not going to go into them to do a healing with them. So to work with yourself, you could, yes. Your spirit, or you could ask maybe their spirit through your spirit to clean out the entities, but there's not enough horsepower there because if the entities are running the person's life and they don't connect to their spirit themselves, they're going to have a hard time releasing the energy because the person themselves has to command their own spirit to do the work.
Okay, great. So I'd like to mention briefly that we have a new sponsorship program going where anyone who would like to can sponsor one of these radio programs. And when they do that, then they can come on live on the show with us and ask all of the questions that they have about the light ship and request any of the sample healings that they particularly like or want to experience, as well as the divine energies. And we've had three sponsors so far, Pauline and Annika and Kyle, and it was very wonderful having those guests on. If you'd like to hear those shows, if you're a member of the BBS archives, you can just log on and listen to those shows that are posted. And we just really love having someone come on with us, and the sponsorship helps to keep this radio program going, which is all financed by Ron, and this allows more people to be able to experience these healing samples and to find out about the ascension process and the light ship. So if you're interested in that, please contact Ron. His contact information is at the bottom of the page here, and we'll have some other announcements at the end of the hour that are important dates coming up. I think it's time now to go to the light ship, so I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so for the people that are new online, you're going to be transported to the light ship out of time. And the way it works is that, remember, you're a vibration, and all vibrations are being turned on and off and on and off and on and off. So we naturally think that we're always here because through our senses we feel that we're here all the time. But you're actually not here, too. So when you're not here, you're going to be on the light ship. Now, when you go to the light ship, you're automatically, in a sense, recreated again, rematerialized, because, remember, you're turned off. So when you're turned off, then the light ship takes your spiritual blueprint of your body and along with your spirit, and these energies mix again together, and poof, you're all of a sudden you're materialized on the light ship. And when you're on the light ship, you are having physical healings done. So we're going to go there right now, and this will not work on the archives, only because we have, the mind energies here, our extraterrestrial friends that can abduct you. So, and that still is going on. I know shows talk about how they had a contract where they don't do that any longer, but I get calls weekly about people who have been abducted. So that still is going on, but don't try to go to the light ship yourself because you cannot. So don't put any thoughts out to go there because it's very dangerous because you may wind up somewhere else. So here we go. If you have any animals and pets you'd like to bring up, that would be wonderful. You can do that, but you cannot bring people along with you unless they're on this call. They have to connect with each and every one of you listening right now, this very second. Remember, the light only works in the now. And we're ready to go up. Just sit back and relax. And we're going up right now. I'll count to 10 as we go up if we have any feelers or seers or people who can sense energies, you're going to actually feel the white light tunnel. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're now on the light ship. And we're going into a room that's going to do a DNA scanning on us, and it's scan our physical body. And this scanning process allows them to know what type of being we are and also what our problems are. So that's done right now. We're going into the next room. This is where you're at free choice to select your doctor teams. Remember, there's many light beings on the light ship, and they have their own modalities, so we can actually choose with free choice, free will, who we want to work with us. And that process now is done. And next we're going into another location. And the first room we're going into is very, very standard with all of the conference calls that I have, which I have Mondays and Fridays. We're going into the hot tub room. And the hot tub room is where they start to work with us, and we have our own hot tub, and we have different color gels, and this is to use to eliminate some of the toxins inside of our body. If you happen to be in a location that's real cold, I saw that there's snow in New York, so you can just request to have your body temperature warmed up a little bit down here, and the light beings will do that for you. And all these healings are between you and the light beings. They're facilitating the show and also helping you with your healing aspects of what you want to have done with you. Next room we're going into is a room which is very large. And this is a room where the butterflies are. It's a very, very unique room, very special. So I'll let you just experience this beautiful energy here. And it's quite nice. And you're going to actually see butterflies if you are willing to kind of sit back and imagine these here. You'll start to see them on your third eye. And how are you feeling, Sylvia? You feel the energies there?
Yeah, it was. It's very gentle and just very wonderful to feel that. And maybe you can just mention also to people, in case they don't feel it, that the energy is still working for them.
Yes, each room you're still in, so we're in many rooms at one time. Just kind of experience the butterfly room right now, and I'll put some music on so you can actually sit back and relax here. I'll give you a minute or so in this room. Each room has their own healing modality, so request your healing. Another room. This is where they're going to help to release physical body pain out of you. And again, request your healing. The light only works in the now. So you're going from one now to the next. Everything in the now is perfect. Thank you. going into a room where they're working with the inside of our mouth, our gums and our teeth, sinuses. So if you have concerns there, again, request healing. If you feel perfectly fine, then always ask for just a little tune-up. They'll find something to make you feel better. Another room, and this is the room where they have the dolphins, and this room is where there's water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, and here comes three dolphins, and if you wish, you can put your hand in front of your body, both hands even, and have palms facing forward, and as you move your hands out, you're going to feel a presence there, maybe like some kind of resistance, which is where the dolphins are on the light ship. So you're actually feeling the energy down here at the same time. And you can feel the skin of the dolphins. And again, request your healings, please. And request at the most a couple of healings. Another room where they're scanning us for cancer. And so again, if you're concerned about that, request your healing. And we're still in many rooms at one time. Another room, and we'll go into the room where they have deers, and deers will be doing healing with us here. You feel the beautiful deer energy, and again, there's three deer, so request your healing to them. If you wish to pet them, they are very friendly, and you can do so also. The room where some of the archangels are. So we'll go into the room where we call them the three M's. They'll come to you now. Archangel Michael, Archangel Melchizedek, and Archangel Metatron. So they're with you right now. Request your healings. And you can ask for guidance. Stay in your heart center. one other room. This is where they have the beautiful golden waterfall. You may actually feel the golden energy around you right now, because we're in the room where the gold energy is for the waterfall. Little raindrops are gold. It will not touch your skin, but it will flow all around you. So again, you want to just request your healing, because remember, the light only works in the now. And each now is a new request to them, because they don't continuously work with you, because you have to keep requesting, because every moment in time, in our time anyway, is a brand new experience. And each experience that you have, and each condition that you have, is divine perfection. So if you wish to change your divine perfection, you can do so just by requesting a change. And if you've done work on yourself enough, each time you come back to the earth plane here, as you're being brought up to the light ship and back again, if you've worked on yourself enough and released the densities that caused your problem to begin with, remember, these are all past life issues from a second ago to all of the lifetimes that your body has lived here genetically. If those are released, then you will have a perfect 100% healing down here. On the light ship, you are healed, because those energies that are there are putting back into divine perfection, providing you don't have any of the contaminated bodies or corrupted bodies that aren't going to the light ship. And this is the way the healing process works with the divine energy. Into another location, and this is where the beautiful whales are. These are the golden whales, and they'll also do healing work with you. So we're in, again, the same beautiful water, which is silver, sparkles like diamonds, and the golden whales will do some energy work with you. So request your healing again. Back from the light ships, or going into the orientation room where you're talking with all the different doctor teams that have helped you out this evening, and they're giving you information about your healing. And remember, the healings are between you and them. Next, we're going into the transporter room, and your animals and pets are now joining you. We're getting ready to come back down this beautiful white light tunnel, and you may actually feel the energy shift and change as I hit number one on coming down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
All right, well, that was wonderful, and hope everyone enjoyed that. So I guess we should just take a minute to talk about the important dates coming up, Ron.
Sure. So we have our regular once-a-month special call. It's a four-hour lightship healing. It's Ascension Preparation. That's coming up on the 20th of this month on a Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, West Coast time. And the cost is $60, and you're on the lightship for 4 hours. You just were on it for about 15, so just think what 4 hours can do for you. And we have another special event, which we do, well, this is the third year we're doing this here. This will be on the 3rd of January. And this is a very, very special call where the light ship is going to allow you to preview the ascension energies coming to the planet for each month. So we do this 1 month at a time, and you actually can feel the energy. And then as your heart based, you can, say, plant your seeds for manifestation through your heart center, and you can do that for each month. So this is a very, very special call, and this is a $20 conference call minimum. So if you wish to come on it, it's only $20. And again, it's a four-hour, in a sense, ascension call. Also, we do water charging, too, on this call. So if you haven't been on one of these calls, you are missing out on life, believe me, because you the energy is just so wonderful. So if you like what you've had on this show and also other shows you listen to, these calls are just phenomenal because the light ship is only here for a short time, so don't miss out. And we do special conference calls every Monday and Friday. They're only $20 for light ship healing. So hopefully you're all going to get on board and come on these calls because they're there to help you. When the light ship leaves here, when ascension time comes, then that'll be it. So the best thing to do is to have a better life as you're living the last part of the 2,000-year cycle here. And why not get yourself out of the trauma and drama and be able to enjoy life until ascension time happens. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I know we're our basic time is up, but if we could just go for a few more minutes and you could just talk a little bit more about what you just mentioned about, you know, the trauma and drama of life so that people can understand, like, for example, with the, you know, what gets handled with our emotional baggage. You know, I know for many people, it's they can probably either have noticed in themselves or in other people that situations in their lives tend to repeat themselves, whether it's they always get injured in the same part of their body, or maybe they have a certain type of relationship or they attract a certain type of partner, and that kind of repeats itself. Even though they maybe have moved, gotten a new job, they get the same kind of boss, or what have you. So a lot of people try, you know, different types of earth-based modality therapies, and they're used to having to kind of process everything. Like, you know, you go to counseling, you talk about what happened to you when you were a kid or something like that, and, you know, you sludge through it, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, maybe it takes like a really long time to handle one little problem. So how does that compare to the clearings that the light ship does as far as getting rid of that emotional baggage or that kind of set pattern that you keep on repeating in your life, and how does that change it?
Well, what the light ship does is put you back into balance. It takes away the negative charges of an experience. And it does it instantly. Remember, they created you. They know all about you. This is not extraterrestrial involvement, which is what most practitioners, if not all of them, are using, because the information that they're getting is from the God plane energy here, that the energy of duality and the energy of mass consciousness. This is what I said earlier. The light ship only comes here once every 2,000 years. So it's here now. So by all means, take advantage of this process. This is the same teachings of Jesus and what he was doing down on earth here when he came 2,000 years ago. So the healings are instantaneous. Normally takes about an hour to do, and those clearings are done. If you were on the show earlier, you can see what the different clearings have done for you just by looking upon your life right now, the last week, to see how much trauma you've had. And those clearings do work. And the nice thing is that once you have it, you don't have to repeat it over again. It's final. It's completed, and that's it. So this is the way the light ship works. They're there to clean you out for ascension. So whoever comes on and calls me to do healing, or works on the online healing sessions on the Internet here, which works the exact same way, the light beings are there to clear you out for ascension. This is why we have these programs, where we have different types of healings. And all these healings deal with mind energy. And it's instantaneous. You don't have to talk about a situation in your life about, you know, you know, being, you know, in a car accident or going over anything else, you know, with me. All I do is do the clearing. I don't even know who you need to know who you are or anything like that. So a lot of people who've had clearings in the past say, gee, can you clear my boss? You know, I'm having a rough time with them. Can you work on my husband? A lot of women do this because their husband just would not even understand what's going on. And so I can do them. I can do grandchildren. I can do your grandparents. I can do your neighbor. Anybody that's on this planet, I can clear without them knowing about it and without their permission, because the light ship created them. And the spirit is created by the light ship, and the spirit's job is to clean out the body. So spirit will always say yes, because it's making its job a lot easier. Remember, everything recycles. And the reason why you have the situations in your life right now is only because your ancestors did not clean out their baggage. Okay? So you're living their belief systems. And once you get that baggage cleared out of you, then life becomes much easier. Remember, your physical body will kill itself to get well. This is why you keep recycling negative things. It wants to get healed. And you don't really catch on to it sometimes, and so you end up with situations and physical problems because your body wanted to get a healing done to it, but you didn't catch on early enough in your life to understand that. So if you're suffering with some kind of illness, maybe you have arthritis or something or a back problem, well, that's because your ancestors gave that to you. And the only way you're going to get rid of it is to start to work on yourself and to clean out the baggage that caused it. Just putting a Band-Aid on it or taking, you know, some type of aspirin or drug or something, which may numb it out for you, is not getting to the core of the issue. And the core is that you have to get into your past lives, which is a second ago, or your ancestors' genetic past lives, and get them out of you. That's the judgment that's causing your physical condition right now. And once you get cleaned out, then you can have a healing take place. Otherwise, you're never going to have one because it'll keep recycling. And the amount of time that it takes to recycle an issue, it depends on how much work you've done on yourself. Maybe you worked on it a little bit so it doesn't come up as often. Or maybe you haven't worked on it. But if you don't get rid of it, it will come up. If you live long enough sometimes. Some people do a little bit of work on themselves, and maybe it only recycles every 10 years. Well, maybe you're already 70 years of age, and maybe it's only going to come up one or two more times. Maybe you're listening to the program, and you're 15, and maybe a thing comes up in your life every year. Maybe it's cyclic, every year at a certain date. So you're going to have that for your whole life. So by all means, have a clearing to get it out of your life. This is what we do. The light ship is here to help you, but you have to come forward. The light ship is not going to hit you over the head and say that you have to have these clearings, because they live in love energy. And if you like what you're dealing with in your life, they're not going to change it for you, because you're unconscious, so you just want to know how come you have it. You have to do the work. And the work is the fact that you have to understand that your physical body is made up of the genetic cellular memory of all of your ancestors' thoughts. And that's the only way you can get rid of it. Like I said earlier, Jesus in his teaching said that you are full of sin, basically, and this is why you have your conditions. You have to release the sins, which are the judgments of your ancestors. So it's just very, very simplistic. And if you do the work, then you can have healings. If you don't do the work, your condition that you have now is going to prolong and stay with you. And it will recycle at whatever time your body chooses to bring that event into your life over again. And each time it normally gets worse because you didn't understand what happened the last time, and now you have more judgment on it, and it's going to get worse, and eventually you may die from this illness or condition that you're dealing with, which is just strictly blocked energy and being in judgment of something which is stored inside of your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
And isn't it also true with these clearings that basically sometimes when you're releasing all of those cellular imprintings, the judgments that have been passed on to you through your DNA and your genetics and all of that kind of stuff, that sometimes you're clearing away things that haven't even surfaced yet, that you haven't even experienced, sort of like kind of like energetic time bombs waiting to go off when they're triggered, and maybe you don't even know that it's there yet and you haven't experienced it, but that can still be released also?
Yes, all those are released, yes. Whatever we do, it gets you get a clean slate. So remember, your energetic bodies get filled up full of contamination because of mind control, mind transmissions here, and this is what you're dealing with. And your body also has its own stuff inside of it, so there's a lot that has to be cleared out. But once you start, it becomes very easy, and your life becomes much better because you're dealing with working on your body, and you're able to actually live in more of the love energy of what the light ship created you to do. So you're actually created to live in love, not live in trauma and drama. And you have to get out of that by having clearings done. And the clearings are effortless on your part. You just have to show up.
Okay, well, wow, I guess that puts us at the end of our time plus some. And anything else you'd like to say before we end off tonight?
No, just stay in your heart throughout the week here. We'll energize a light being here for you for another half an hour. So kind of watch your clock, and about, we'll just say at 45 after the hour, the light being will stay energized for you until that time. And you can just feel that beautiful love energy. And this show is dedicated to everyone listening to get into their heart center. This is the whole process of why the light ship is here, so you can feel the divinity of who you're supposed to be and to connect to your own spirit, which is the divine inside of you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And our next show is coming up on Monday, and it starts at 4 o'clock PST, or it's 7 o'clock Eastern. So I'll just say blessings and good night to everybody. I hope you had a wonderful healing and a wonderful experience. And stay heart-centered, and don't get caught into the drama and traumas of life, because there is a way out of it. 1 hour of a clearing will change your life completely. You just have to step forward and be willing to do the work on yourself, and you can't do it mentally. The light ship has to do it for you, because that's why they're here, to help you out at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. So I'll be signing off. You want to say anything, Sylvia?
No, just blessings, everyone. Thank you again for being with us. And we will see you Monday. Good night, everyone.
Good night.